Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Monday, November the 25th. And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
What's up? Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
What? You know, I can't wait for this week to be over. Lots of good football and hunting and food and all that good stuff. And then family time. And it's all going to be what it's going to be.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Joy, joy, joy.
Down in my heart.
Yeah, right. All right. So we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for listening and liking and sharing and all the positive reviews. And just love you, love you, love you. Go listen to Justice for Haley. Oh, my goodness. Such a horrible case. And this week's episode comes out on Friday. The past three episodes have had the body cam audio. Now, the video is put up for Patreon and Convicts. Mm-hmm. All the videos, it's a lot more than the audio. But this week will be strictly in the interrogation room, so it'll be crystal clear. You won't hear all the back radio traffic and stuff like that.
Right.
So, and Haley's birthday was the 23rd. Happy heavenly birthday to you, sweetie. And we're going to try to get justice for you. And of course, a Rightful Crime Originals, the state versus Scott Peterson. Holy smokes. The prosecution finally rested.
Yay.
Yeah. Man, it's long, but it's worth it. I mean, the stuff in there is absolutely crazy. It's scorched, scorched, scorched. And this show, True Crime Times. Get down some True Crime Time for Monday. Ladies first.
All right. So I'm going to start with a story about Taylor Swift.
Nope. Start with a story of an update about that dad.
Okay.
We have an update for y'all. Breaking news update, because this guy's such an asswipe. And Cindy brought you the story last week about the dad who allegedly drowned and they couldn't find his body in a pond in this lake. And it's one, like I told you, we know there's no treasure in because they searched so hard. So this will be a version of worldwide crime. Lay it on us.
All right. So Ryan Borgwart, the Wisconsin man who authorities allege faked, they didn't allege it, he faked his death in a staged kayak accident, is alive. Yes. Authorities have confirmed. The Green Lake County Sheriff, Mark Podall, said at a press conference on Thursday, November 21st, that his office has actually made contact with him through a Russian-speaking woman November 11th.
Actually, the Russian-speaking woman got in contact with Podall. What's his name, Podall?
Mm-hmm. Borgwart. Well, Borgwart's the guy. Podall's the cop.
She reached out to Bogart because she heard your story on Real Life.
Yeah.
On True Crime Time 4. And I guess he felt bad or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Authorities do not know where the missing father of three is, but said that he is safe and somewhere overseas.
Worldwide crime.
Borgwart sent a video to deputies in which he says it is November 11th and that he was in his apartment and was safe, secure, and no problem.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem.
No wife, no kids, no problem.
Podall says he has not been able to pinpoint Borgwart's location, but he's believed to be in Eastern Europe. Mm. The sheriff said that the man's family wants him to return home, noting that Christmas is coming. Authorities previously said that Borgwart had been reported missing in August when his family last heard from him. A search of the Green Lake led to a capsized kayak and Borgwart's fishing rod and tackle box in the lake. The box contained his fishing license. But after more than 54 days, if they haven't heard the story before, this is recapping it. After 54 days, Borgwart's body was never found. The search involved both authorities and volunteers, all of whom were unable to locate the missing father. The search changed direction when, in October, police learned that Borgwart's name was checked by Canadian authorities the day after he disappeared.
When he's crossing the border.
That's right. Police then searched his laptop and discovered that he had changed his hard drive and deleted his internet history on the day he went missing. Later, authorities found that Borgwart had taken pictures of his passport, moved money to a foreign bank.
He didn't go missing. He ran like a little bitch.
That's what he did.
He ran from adulting. He got tired of adulting.
Yes. Changed his email and had been in communication with a woman in Uzbekistan, which is in Central Asia and directly above Afghanistan. And I remember it from teaching social studies to my little sixth graders. That was part of the Silk Road. So just a little.
Wow.
Well, a lot of crime happened on the Silk Road back in the day. So anyway, Podol says his office has been in constant contact with Borgwart, who says he is worried about how he could be received if he returns home. We keep pulling at his heartstrings, Podol says. We're not going to give up. We want to continue because he needs to come home to his kids.
He needs to come home and face the fucking music is what the sheriff's really saying.
And so when people talk about this online, they're like, he left his family. He doesn't want to be home with his kids.
Why getting him home? About getting him home so they can slap his ass with that bill.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly why they want him home.
Yeah. Well, tell Podol, what's his name? Bogart?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for listening to True Crime Time for
your little Russian woman.
And your little, whatever. I don't know that it's Russian. They said it's Russian, but Uzbekistan is not typically Russian unless maybe it's left over from the Russian-Afghan war.
That's what they also said in part of the history. It was Soviet.
Well, so be it for him. I hope he gets done. Fuck him. He's going to miss Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, how about that?
He's going to miss some of Woody's smoked turkey.
Yeah, smoke injected turkey.
Yeah.
With the secret sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, when you get in the turkeys, get two bottles of the garlic butter, Cajun injector, and then get me two big bottles of the Louisiana hot sauce so I can make my own secret sauce.
All right.
For the injection on the birds, y'all, you've been getting turkey shit from us all week this week on True Crime Time 4. Now, let me tell you about another story. Baby girl, 7 years old, and four people, including the child's mother, were charged in the connection with the death of Violet Mitchell. She was a 7-year-old girl who died after she swallowed the top of a baby bottle, which blocked her small intestines. And this is according to an autopsy report from the Oklahoma Chief Medical Examiner's Office. And then now the girl, like I told you, the girl's mom and three others have been charged in connection with the case. So according to the autopsy report released on November 17th, Violet's cause of death was listed as failure to thrive due to proximal small intestines obstruction by a foreign body. Now, the medical examiner's office said it wasn't clear if the obstruction found in Violet's intestines was accidental or intentional. Of course, they have to say that, right? They weren't there. But shortly after Violet's death, Violet Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L is Mitchell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Violet Mitchell's mother, Lisa, who's 31, and her boyfriend, Anthony Yonko, who's 37, were cuffed and stuffed. And they have since been charged with second-degree murder in connection with Violet's death. Also charged with second-degree murder are Yonko's brother, David Yonko, who's 25, and Mitchell's 25-year-old sister, Tiffany. The autopsy found that the girl weighed only 29 pounds, y'all. She was 7 years old.
Yeah.
29 pounds. I think my left leg weighs more than that. And she was essentially skin on bones and had a bacterial infection and abrasions on her cheek, shoulder, and left leg. Yeah, she's not doing well, wasn't doing well. This case came to light on August 2nd when Lisa Mitchell and Anthony Yonko took the child to St. Anthony's Medical Center around 11:30 a.m. And the hospital staff, being diligent and, you know, on the alert for such things, noticed that she was underweight and had bruising, right? The couple claimed that they had been feeding her soup and crackers, thinking that she had the flu. That doesn't make you skinny like that. A cousin later told police that Lisa Mitchell regularly abused the girl and would tie her legs to the crib using zip ties.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? Zip ties. Mm-mm. What fucking kind of special idiot are you? So a neighbor, a lady named Tara Day, said that 2 days before Violet's death, she fed the children chicken nuggets, mashed potatoes, and carrots. She said, I took her because she was hungry, and she looked malnourished. She didn't tell me anything about her parents, just that they loved her. That's all she said, and she cried, and I took her back home. Well, fuck them. Lisa Mitchell has a hearing for November 27th, and Yonko is scheduled to go to court on December the 5th. The brother has a hearing for January 22nd, and the other girl, Tiffany, has one for March the 10th. But fuck them motherfuckers.
Yes.
Are you zip tie a 7-year-old who weighs 29? Our dogs weigh more than that.
Yeah. Our dogs
weigh more than that. I mean, I think our 3-month-old granddaughter probably weighs close to 20 pounds. I don't know, y'all. That's fucked up. And they should not be able to enjoy. Well, they'll probably give them some turkey in the jail. You know, I was thinking about that last night. I can't remember what they used to serve in the prisons on Thanksgiving Day, but it was a big deal because all the prisoners were excited about what they got to eat because it was different than what the normal menu. But I'm thinking, I don't think it was turkey. I think it was like a chicken leg quarter or something because.
Shouldn't even be that.
No. Well, let me finish. The thought process being, it could cause like a riot because who gets the white meat, who gets the dark meat? If it was a turkey. You see what I'm saying?
All right. So now I get to talk about Taylor Swift.
Oh, geez. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. All in one spot. Gifts to spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. And somehow they know exactly the perfect gifts for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I love the 12 Days of Gourmet Nuts, y'all. Holy smoke, they're good. Each one of these packages contains 2 ounces of reusable container and has a different flavor of melty nuts in it to indulge in. Salted pistachios, honey sea salt almonds, cranberry nut blend, coconut curry peanuts, salted cashews, smoked almonds, butter cinnamon pecans, fireside trail mix, deluxe nut mix, sea salt walnuts, taproom nuts, salted corn nuts, and each flavor is shrink sealed for freshness in its own reusable tin. And the collection is beautifully packaged in a ready to go gift box. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. For holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can find just anywhere. Looking for a gift? You don't have to worry. Getting lost in the mail? Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. There are unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in the alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC.
If you must.
Well, I'm actually talking about her boyfriend.
Kelsey?
Yeah. So, Travis Kelsey, obviously, I think the world knows because of Taylor Swift. I'm joking. I'm not a Swiftie.
I've never heard a Swift song in my entire life.
I mean,
I don't plan on it.
I could probably sing a few, but I don't know them really. I wouldn't know a name. But he is the Kansas City Chiefs tight end.
Yeah.
His home is in Leawood, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And he was burglarized on October 7th. Mm. And originally, the only thing reported stolen was $20,000.
Yeah.
But
you got to have a lot more bling bling than 20 grand.
Right.
I mean, he's one of the highest paid players in the NFL.
Well, that's the only thing I guess that was just first noticed. I have no idea, but this is an interesting story. So this happened just less than 48 hours after Patrick Mahomes home was broken into.
Yeah, so they probably waited till they went to practice or to a game.
So last Friday,
motherfuckers like that ought to have ring doorbells and security
alarms. I'm going to get to that.
All
right. If you let me talk. You want me to do a Woody? Ooh. Wait, I'm not finished.
Yeah, you do whatever you want to do. Don't be passive aggressive. Be aggressive.
Last Friday, November 22nd, the police reported that Travis Kelsey's watch had been recovered. Mm-hmm. Okay. The watch was recovered in Providence, Rhode Island.
That's a long ways from Kansas.
That's right.
Not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
And it was recovered by authorities investigating a recent string of home burglaries that have happened to high profile athletes. The home invasion of Kelsey's property came less than 48 hours after his teammate Patrick Mahomes' home in Belton, Missouri, like I previously said, and officers from the Cass County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to Mahomes' home at 12:08 a.m. on a burglary break-in and entering call. Police said there was no signs of forced entry to the home, according to the police report. On October 7th at 7:33 p.m., Kelsey's home was also broken into, and at the time of the break-in, He was playing the New Orleans Saints at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
Leawood police were called to the house the following morning at 1:36 a.m. where the 20,000 was reported and the rear door was broken. And Milwaukee Bucks forward Bobby Portis's home in River Hills, Wisconsin, was also burglarized earlier this month. Hmm. Portis, 29, posted on Instagram and X on November 3rd that his most prized possessions were stolen from his home while he was playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers on November 2nd. It is believed that the recent home burglaries of high-profile athletes may be linked to South America crime rings.
Imagine that.
So multiple law enforcement sources familiar with the investigations have said that the break-ins were possibly part of an international scheme.
Yep.
The sources added that was just one avenue investigators were looking into. Another source added, you don't want to discount a local person. It's very easy to find out where players were playing on Sundays. But according to NFL insider Tom Pelissero, the NFL has sent out a warning to team security directors and players' unions following the thefts. A source close to the situation told Pelissero that the crime ring is legit and has been focused on NBA and NFL
it's
players.
It's pretty legit when it's stolen one day in Kansas and it ends up being found in New Jersey.
Right.
They're getting around.
And
Milwaukee and whatever.
Right. And it's across NBA and NFL, right. And it's over the last three right. weeks.
It's called organized crime.
So NBA Milwaukee Bucks player Bobby Portis has also been burglarized. Mike Conley Jr. of the Minnesota Timberwolves has also been burglarized.
Wow.
The NBA informed teams and players that the FBI has connected recent high-profile burglaries to transitional South American theft groups, warning that these groups are well-organized, sophisticated rings that incorporate advanced technologies and techniques, including pre-surveillance, drones, and signal jamming devices.
Mm, so they're prepared. They got the lookouts and everything else, right?
Yes.
Prepared to rob.
Correct.
That's it?
That's it.
So, well, you know, we like to travel.
Yes.
And go to, well, we had a place in Belize for a year.
Yes, we did.
And we don't get to travel as much as we used to. Mm-mm. For various reasons, business being one of them, mm-hmm. right? But, you know, we like to go travel, have a few drinks and shit like that, right? So, evidently, other people think like we think, but you go to these third world countries, and I guess you never know what you're going to get. Because, I'm sorry. This is
worldwide.
So multiple tourists have fallen sick after drinking alcohol spiked with methanol in a popular tourist town. Okay. My moonshine abilities, I'll save it for the end. Six tourists, including an unnamed American man, have now reportedly died in Laos after drinking alcohol that authorities suspect was tainted with methanol. Let me tell you, I'm going to go ahead. I got
to
say.
Yeah, you have to.
So when you make moonshine, the alcohol, the fumes come up and they hit the copper coils and they drop back down, blah, 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 and keep heating it up. And in a certain degree, the liquid starts to come out. Well, the first, 4 or 5 ounces on like a 5 gallon run, you want to throw out. Actually, I never throw it out. Swim never throws it out. He keeps it in a jar and uses it to light his barbecue pit. It's like fucking jet fuel.
That's true.
But it's also poisonous as fuck.
Yes.
And back in the old days, they said, you drink moonshine, you're going to go blind and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the methanol is the first thing that comes out before the alcohol comes mm-hmm. out. So this is what happened. Let me finish it and I'll tell you. So on Friday, November 22nd, the family of 19-year-old Australian Holly Bowles released a statement confirming the teenager had died after being on life support in Bangkok Hospital. And the statement, which is also published in the Associated Press, read, "We are so sad to say that our beautiful girl, Holly, is now at peace. And we find comfort and solace in knowing that Holly brought so much joy and so much happiness to so many people." Now, an American, a British woman, two Danish tourists, and Bowser's friend, 19-year-old Bianca Jones, have also died in the incident, while multiple people have reported being sick.
Yeah.
Okay. In Bang Bing, a town popular with backpackers and tourists. And according to the Associated Press, an officer with the Bang Bing's tourism police office, who declined to be named, said on Friday that a number of people have been detained in the case, but said that no charges have currently been filed. Now, the manager and owner of the Nana Backpacker Hostel, you know what a hostel is,
right? I do. Right. I don't plan on staying
at one. In case you don't know,
one.
Y'all, hostels are where you stay for really fucking cheap. Like, you sleep in a room with a whole bunch of other people and you share one bathroom, stuff like that when you're traveling. A lot of people use them. You know, they're out doing their shit. You're there to see shit, not sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they were staying at the hostel or hostel, however you say it, when the Australian teenagers who died, they're all staying there. And they were among those taken in for questioning, the people who were staying in the hostel. Per the AP, the two Australian teens fell ill on November the 13th, following a night out, which was they were partying, obviously. They were taken to the hospital after they failed to check out of a hotel room at the hostel.
Okay.
I guess they couldn't get up.
Yeah.
The hostel told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that the potentially harmful drinks they consumed on the night didn't come from its bar. And a State Department spokesperson confirmed to People magazine that a U.S. citizen had died in Bang Bang, and saying, "We offer our sincerest condolences to their family on their loss. And we are closely monitoring the situation and providing consular assistance." And on November 21st, the U.S. Embassy sent out an alert informing U.S. citizens that we are aware of a number of cases of suspected methanol poisoning in Bang Bang, possibly through the consumption of methanol-laced alcohol drinks. They didn't lace it, but
right, that's what
they
was
just
say.
Didn't throw the fucking methanol
right,
out because
yeah.
it gives you an extra
they
5 ounces.
They just don't know.
Or they were just cheap as fuck.
You right. had a name for that, though. It wasn't...
It's methanol.
No, it's like the top or the...
Yeah. The four shots.
Four, yeah.
All right. So they said, "We have advised U.S. citizens to please be alert to the potential risk of methanol poison, especially when consuming spirit-based alcoholic drinks. Out of respect to the family and loved ones during this difficult time, we have no further comment," they concluded. So, British lawyer Simone White also died in the incident.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, this is part of the BBC. Her law firm, the Squire Padden Boggs, paid tribute to her on Friday on Facebook, writing beside her picture, "It is with deep sadness that we mourn the tragic passing of our dear friend and colleague, Simone White." So, Simone was a talented colleague with a bright future ahead of her and someone who epitomized our firm's values. Our thoughts go out to all Simone's family, friends, and those colleagues and clients who had the privilege to work with and know Simone. She will be sincerely missed. Now, real quick, while methanol can be inadvertently produced during the brewing process, The Guardian, whoever that is, reported it's often illegally added to drinks to help increase the alcohol content. And this isn't correct.
Yeah.
Why would you separate the methanol
then
add it back in it? But no. You just fucking don't take it out.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They're just selling it wholesale. And what they do is you will say, "Ooh, I want a shot of Bacardi rum," and they'll add this alcohol base to some Bacardi in the bottle to fill it up and sell it for cheap as fuck.
Right.
Well, they don't sell it for cheap. I don't know how much they sell it for, but they make it go further. How about that? It's kind of like cutting dope with fentanyl.
Right.
So, per the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, who I got to talk to after I had brucellosis, methanol is a colorless, watery liquid, and symptoms of methanol poison resemble overconsumption of alcohol, like nausea, dizziness, loss of consciousness, and vomiting. I think we've all been there in our college days.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Fatal cases often present with fast heart rate, tachycardia, or slow rate, bradycardia, and increased rate of respiration, low blood pressure, and respiratory arrest. It occur unnaturally. If you have respiratory arrest, that occurs when death is imminent. So, there is your worldwide crime. And it happens a lot. It happens in, you know, Mexico and different places and whatever. So you never know what you're going to get.
No.
There you have it.
There you have it. Now, before you or Swim, whomever, started making moonshine, did you know about the four shots or did you have to research that? Yeah. What if you had, you know what I mean?
I'm smart enough to research it. Yeah. Swim's so smart enough to research. Someone who isn't me is smart enough to research it. And if you want some Swim shit, just hit me up on private messenger.
We're not sharing any of that.
Teasing. We don't do that. It's illegal. All right. Lay one on us, mama.
All right. Going to Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked, and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound, limit one with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And
which part?
Knox County.
Knox County.
Authorities in Tennessee are investigating the killing of a 13-year-old cheerleader who was found on a dirt road in October. Savannah Copeland was found slain on October 22nd on a dirt road walking trail in Knox County. She was not named in the original statement, but identified by her family, her school's cheerleading team, and her online obituary. Police arrested 15-year-old Malachi Lamar Harris in connection with her death and charged him with second-degree murder. Harris appeared in court this week as prosecutors announced that they plan to try him as an adult. Mm. A judge has set January 14th as the date for that hearing. Michael Copeland, who is Savannah's father, said that Savannah had been missing for several hours before her body was found. He had grown concerned when she reportedly disappeared from her house overnight and was not in contact with him. He used the Life 360 app to track her, which led to a place in the woods that showed like where she went missing sometime between right. midnight and 2:30, but it did not show exactly where she was. The family spent the morning looking for Savannah, knocking on doors to see if someone's doorbell camera might have caught where she went, but they didn't find anything. A teenager walking on the trail found Savannah's body later that day. A teenager walking on the trail where Savannah's body was found later that day alerted police, and the daddy heard sirens and he knew yeah. that Savannah's body had been found.
Fucked up that teenager for life.
Yeah, right.
Their first dead body to see, right?
The place in the woods now has a cross and other items to memorialize Savannah. I hate seeing those on the road.
Yeah.
It is heartbreaking. Well,
yeah. I
say a prayer, but you know.
I see them, but do you say a prayer every time you pass the cemetery?
A lot of the times I do, honestly, yeah. but yeah.
I make jokes.
You and your son make jokes.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I have to pray for y'all.
It's not working.
I saw, speaking of this, not to get, but there was this old man walking, Woody. He had the most hump back, you know, like you see something. Yeah. He probably lost 2 feet of his height just for, he was so old with yeah. his hump back, with this big bouquet of flowers walking into a cemetery well, to God leave flowers. Yeah. I mean, just
well, that's good.
Slow down.
A lot of y'all out there get a lot of solace and
yes,
and peace from going to the cemeteries and stuff like that. It's just not.
You're not going to have to do that for me.
You don't have to do it for me. When I'm gone. I'll be with you, dancing with Jesus. Hopefully.
Well, I'm not going to be buried slipping. In a cemetery. So. I'm not.
I don't care.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll be gone for you and it won't be my problem.
Man. We'll go at the same time. But back to the story. So a place in the woods now has a cross and other items to memorialize Savannah. Michael hopes that people will see the cross and let it be a reminder to be kind to others. He also said that he's not going to allow his heart to be filled with that kind of rage. It's going to be filled with compassion because that is the only way he knows how to defeat evil. A petition released by the Cox County Court on October 24th reports that Harris met Savannah around midnight on October 22nd when he stabbed her multiple times using a pocket knife.
Mm. Yeah.
It still isn't clear how the two might have known each other. And the daddy says, I think it was, well, the court record says, I think it was a lack of compassion and lack of empathy that drove the hand that took his daughter's life. And the daddy wants the juvenile suspect to be tried as an adult.
Well, fucking me should be.
Savannah, a cheerleader with Powell MAC Cheerleading, is now being mourned by friends and family. The cheerleading team has also started an award that will be given to someone on the team every year who embodies Savannah's character the most.
That's cool.
She was a talented student who loved scary movies and excelled in gymnastics, karate, and cheerleading. Part of her obituary reads, and she aspired to study forensic anthropology in college. Wow. And her beautiful smile lit up a room, which is, you know, in another part of her obituary. And her father describes her as a team which is the way my daddy would have described me, spunkiness, eagerness, and kind of a get-go attitude.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace. And I hope they get his or whatever, you know. Hey, you know who goes to the cemetery every day? It's not a joke.
Who?
Cemetery every day. And it, it's a very, very crowded cemetery. So they hide a chair in a tree near the grave. And then when they get there, take the chair down and they set it and visit at the grave. Rocky Balboa. He visits Adrian. It's true. You hadn't seen Rocky 1 through 479. And now he always goes to the cemetery and he takes his chair out of the tree and sits down and talks to yo, Adrian. Yo. I'm not making a lot of your story. Do you have the dog in the balcony story?
The what?
Dog from the balcony story.
No. Right. Well, like, is it an update on?
No. All right. So, y'all, I had to ask because I sent Cindy the stories. And then when I send it to her, it automatically sends to one of my emails. So, it gets all, I don't know which. I forget which ones I've sent her.
He won't let me pick my own stories.
Yeah, she researches. Yeah, for obvious reasons. She searches. She spends a lot of time preparing her stories, and I don't. But I'm going to tell you about this. Let's go to New York City. All right. Oh, sorry, y'all. This is definitely a
beast mode.
Go to New York City, and then big-ass apartment buildings. You've never been to New York. And
no, someone's never taken me.
Yeah, well, we'll go. I'll take you once, and then I'm not going back. I just have to go too much for work. But anyway, so on November 1st, in an apartment building in New York City, there was a man who got arrested because he killed his pit bull.
Mm.
Yeah. You know how? He tossed it off a 14th-floor balcony.
That's a way to do it.
Right? It's not like Scrim.
Who jumped.
Or a Houdini from New Orleans that jumped out of a window. So NYPD shared a post on X and said, or formerly known as Twitter, and said the man was reported to have grabbed and thrown a young pit bull, not the singer, y'all, a canine, from a 14th floor balcony in Brooklyn, which led to the dog's tragic death.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you throw anything off the 14th story. Mm-hmm. It's a tragic death.
Yeah.
I mean, why they have to say that? Led to the dog being fucking splattered on the street. Following the incident, NYPD detectives from the Animal Cruelty Investigation Squad, who even knew they had that, and the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, ASPCA, we all know they got that, they launched an investigation, and they were able to apprehend the suspect. NYPD said they would ensure the man faced justice for the heinous act. I bet they whipped his ass. And according to the local media outlets, WPIX and News 12 Brooklyn, Alberto Morris, 33, threw the dog from the balcony at an apartment building in Crown Heights. And WPIX reported the NYPD as stating that the dog belonged to Morris's friend.
Oh.
It wasn't even his own fucking dog. Police said Morris got into a dispute with one of the residents at the building. And during the argument, he grabbed the
dog.
Person who was arguing with his dog and chunked it off the balcony.
Wow.
Wow. Right? Wow.
I don't know what to say.
Right? But so Brooklyn resident Morris was arrested and charged. I told y'all that. And according to the criminal complaint, from the Brooklyn DA's office, Morris was charged with reckless endangerment, aggravated cruelty to animal, grand larceny. I guess he stole the dog for a second. Criminal possession of stolen property because he held the dog for a second before he chunked it. And then criminal mischief and torturing an animal. And of course, he pled not guilty because he's an idiot. And that is a crazy edition of
Beast Mode.
right? How in the fuck? I'm mad at you, someone threw your dog off the 14th story.
Makes no sense. I think.
You think you're not going to jail for that shit? And, you know, there's people out there who care more about dogs and kids.
I was going to say, did he think he was going to spend less time in prison by doing it that way?
He's definitely going to spend less time than he threw a human being off. Yeah. But he's going to get the maximum. Nobody wants to see a dog go flying off 14th story.
He could have killed somebody else too.
Well, if he had, he'd got that charge, but he didn't.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
He might have, I guess he didn't even dent somebody's car.
That's just disgusting. People are crazy.
I wonder who came and cleaned it up.
Oh.
Hey, you know what? We hadn't talked about him in a while.
What?
But we have a phone call with our dear friends from Louisiana. Crematory.com and Parish Forensics this week. Roy and Kristen and Kristen. And they take care of your pets. All you lifers out there that contact us and say y'all use them or have used them and how great they are great. And I've been there and we're going to go there soon together. But they would have taken much love and compassion and showed it for this canine that was chunked from the balcony.
That's horrible.
But if you need, look, they have the craziest great shit that you, to memorialize your pets, right, that you would never even dream of. A whole room full of this stuff, different ways to, whether it's ashes or paw prints or whatever, to memorialize your pets. So go to lapetcrematory.com. And if you need LAFuneralServices.com, they do it all, and including it's the only place in the state of Louisiana where you can get your own independent autopsy done, Parish Forensics. And great people. We love them. Look forward to talking to y'all this week.
And they do the boat. They take the boat out.
Yep, they do all kinds of stuff.
And I have a new business for them.
That's a new thing they're starting, is to take your ashes out and spread them in the Gulf, give you a GPS location to come back and visit them. What's the new business?
So I was watching a show and someone got ashes. I don't remember what show it was because I don't watch many. Someone got their loved one's ashes and got the ashes tattooed, got it mixed with ink, and they got a tattoo with their loved one's ashes. So I want to do that with my daddy's ashes.
No. Or that part of your body would never be touched by me or kissed by me. All right. So you roll. Well, you know what? It's time, y'all. It's Thanksgiving week and we got a lot of shit to do. And hopefully I'm going to cut the grass for the last time this year.
I know.
All right.
Yeah.
And I just got gas in my hands right before we record it.
Smells just like gas in here.
And then I washed them.
It still does. I mean,
it smells like gas anyway. You know how many times you wash? I hate those new fucking gas cans.
They're horrible.
That's what I was like. I'm going to actually do this and not get gas myself. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'll leak all over myself.
The worst thing.
I have to take the top off and pour the gas in.
That's the way I do it.
Yeah.
But filling up a gas can.
It's a pain in the ass. You're going to bust your knuckles on that thing.
Someone that can come up with
it. Whoever came up with that is a fucking idiot. It's to save. You know, if you look at with a thermal imaging gun, mm-hmm. you look at gas stations, you can see the fumes coming off of the stuff. And I get that shit. And you know, it hurts the environment, whatever. But
you can't fill it up.
It might hurt my hands worse than it hurts the environment.
Well, I spill it everywhere. I spill more on the ground because you got to hold the nozzle a certain, like,
yeah, that trigger. Too. But I'm talking about this. I'm talking about the new safety device thing. When it's screwed on, it's got this red thing. You got it's supposed to hang this on the thing. Well, fucking it leaks from the other end anyway. And 9 times out of 10, you can't get that thing pressed down.
I know. Someone needs to work on that.
Yeah. If I had more time.
You're such a liar.
All right. Hey, we love, appreciate each and every one of y'all. Go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app. All our shit's in there, all the episodes and merch store and the forums and I go there first every day.
Yep.
Before I go to any other social media. And it's awesome. There's a lot of people in there now. And so it continues to grow, but it's free. It doesn't cost anything. So
it doesn't cost anything.
But if you want to subscribe and be a patron or convict, convicts being what we call our subscribers in the app, you can go to the app and do it, subscribe, and you know, you get commercial free early releases and bonus episodes and all the extra videos and pictures and everything like we're putting up in Haley's case and all that. If you choose to subscribe, do so, or you go to patreon.com, search Real Life Real Crime, and it'll explain all the different tier levels. But if you can't be a patron or convict, we love you just as much. We love all lifers. Lifers rule. Hashtag justice for Haley. Talk to you next time. Peace. Peace.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.